covered a rav. I made a mistake at some point because I discovered in my fridge a jar of grape jelly without kosher certification. I tossed it in the bin. Now, a few months later, it occurred to me that I had used it in cooking. I know I used a small pot with about a cup of the grape jelly, amongst other ingredients, making a sauce. Since then, the pot has been used many times. I'm wondering what the situation is regarding my kitchen now, since grape jelly contains grape juice, which needs kosher certification. Anonymous in the United States. Okay, for various reasons, since the prohibition of grape juice that's not kosher is a rabbinic prohibition, and the grape juice itself is nullified with a relatively small, in a relatively small amount, doesn't need 60 times to be nullified. And many times, even though it doesn't have kosher certification, but the way that it's prepared is that the grapes themselves are boiled. So the grape juice was boiled before it was juice. And when it came in before it came in contact with a non-Jew, so it could be that it's not prohibited altogether. And usually things that use this grape jelly with was used cold, so it wouldn't have a problem with the utensils, except for the one that you cooked it in, that one utensil. What I would say is that you should kosher that pot, clean it well, leave it 24 hours without use, and then boil up water in it and let the water overflow, or put it into a bigger pot of boiling water and then wash it off, take it out while it's boiling and wash it off with cold water, and that pot then will be kosher. And any other things that you're not sure about, what exactly was used from that pot and what came with that, what used with that jelly or whatever, that should not be a problem for other things, and your kitchen you can consider kosher.